The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit, too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. CWSC invites you to join the National Dawah Campaign and get the premier Dawah publication of the year.
Hot off the press, we're pleased to offer the 2018 special CWSC Limited Edition Remaking Our World Islamic History Calendar, tribute to the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad.
This beautiful publication is a 12-month wall calendar commemorating the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad and the history of an American Muslim community. This keepsake features El Quran and Hadith, the commentary of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim, Christian, and Jewish holidays,
the critically acclaimed contextual biography on the life of America's Imam, Islam's universal beliefs, analysis of one of the most intriguing chapters in American Muslim and world history, resources, study guides, and it marks the 10th anniversary of a major community transition.
Purchase your copy today at CWSC.US. That's CWSC.US. Or order by phone at 910-317-0297.
Remaking Our World Calendar 2018, chronicling the history of a community and an extraordinary legacy of leadership that brings America face-to-face with what Islam is and what its presence means. This limited edition Dawah publication will not last forever. Go to cwsc.us now.
Together we can remake the world. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. And welcome to this episode of A Muslim Woman's Work, broadcasting from American Muslim 360 AM Network. My name is Nima Heidi, and I am your host. Today is Tuesday, December the 9th, 2014. The title of this segment is called Depression and Anxiety and What the Quran has to say about these problems. For the last several episodes, we've been discussing the depression and the cures from the Quran. Tonight, we will be moving into anxiety and excessive fear. Anxiety and excessive fear is the main problem with people nowadays. Tonight, what we do here is we will find the cause and cure for these for this problem. I also have with me a copy of few ayahs down from the Quran on comfort, words of comfort, inshallah, that you can and do du'as when you're feeling sad and down and low, inshallah. So, inshallah, if I have enough time in the show, I would share those ayahs with you. We have back with us Imam Shakur Abdul Rahim, our Islamic and therapeutic counsel consultant. He would give us some insight on depression and anxiety for both the Islamic and American Psychiatric Association aspect. If you would like to join this conversation, the call-in number is 716-4478. Let me do that again. 1-646-716-4478. And if you press 1 on your phone, I will bring you into the conversation, inshallah. So let's open up with the Fatiha, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. I seek refuge, shelter, and protection from Allah, from Shaitan, the one who is rejected, one who is cursed, one who is damned to hellfire. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With the name of Allah, who is excessively compassionate, extremely merciful. Alhamdulillah, the Lord of all the world, mankind, jinn, and all that exists. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, excessively compassionate, extremely merciful. Maliki Yawmiddin, the only owner and the only ruling judge of the day of resurrection. Yaka na'udu wa yaka na'udu. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. Tell us the path straight. Surat al-Ladina and Anta al-Layhim. I will do be alayhim with a darling. The way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, not the way of those who burnt your anger, nor of those who went astray. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barak wa salam alayhi. O Allah, send peace and blessings upon Muhammad and his family and thy favors and thy salutations. Allah sends his grace, honor, blessings, the law, alayhi wa salam, and also angels ask Allah to bless and forgive him. O you who believe, send yours, ask Allah to bless him. O Muhammad, and you should greet him the greeting of salutation, the greeting of peace. 3356, narrated from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, that the messenger of Allah, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, said, the closest of people to me on the day of resurrection will be those who send the most blessings on me. Even a mother will forget about her children. I think it's important for me to always remind each other how important it is to always remember inshallah. So I'm going to bring our guests in so we can, so I can introduce you to them. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Imam Shakur, I want to first thank you for coming on here today and sharing your expertise with us. Alhamdulillah, we feel very honored that you're able to come and be with us here on Muslim Women's Work.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, feel anxiety and feel excessive fear. And when I say excessive fear, I mean sometimes we go overboard with something that's going on in our life, and it just give us this extreme fear to make us think a certain way, and what we think it may not be so. And that's my excessive fear. So I mean, a little fear is one thing, but when this fear have you thinking beyond what you should be thinking, then that you should be in a problem. So the first thing is to try to identify the symptoms, okay? And the second is to know what is the cause of this problem. And the third is how to cure it. And alhamdulillah, we're pretty blessed because Allah gives us all of these answers in the Quran, you know? So if you are familiar with the Quran, you will also know these remedies, inshallah. So what I just said, we will apply those three steps, identifying the symptoms, the cause, and the cure for this problem. Now, what are the cause? Sometimes what happens is the main things that we usually fear a lot is poverty. That's one. Illnesses is another. Failure is another, and sometimes being unclean is another. What we'll do is we'll talk about these four that I just mentioned, but they are all kinds of excessive fear and anxiety. It's all kinds. I'm just making, I don't want you to think it's just those four, but it's all types of things that slip into excessive fear. Now, poverty, the person usually, when he hears himself going through this changes about being poor and becoming poor. And when he think about this, no one wants to be poor. No one wants to live in poverty. But when you think about living poor, sometimes you think about not having money or not having food causes us to feel like a tightness and a heavy load in our heart, in our chest. And same thing, when we feel of illness or becoming sick, you know, our body begins to go change. And these are symptoms. When you start overly thinking about being poor or thinking about, you know, falling into a sickness or thinking about a failure, your body starts going through these changes. You know, and we all have been through this. You know, we all been through this. Cause and a cure is only in the Quran. Yes, it's only in the Quran. It's there. Okay? So, Imam, inshallah, Imam Shakur.
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna start with 3175.
Okay, I'm marking it off right now. You would like for me to recite it?
Yes. And also the English, if you don't mind.
And so.
Inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة if we were to become more sincere and have more tawakkul, more trust, more reliability on He who created us and everything else, then we would diminish this fear, this hope that the Satan suggests to us, because we try to hold on to this dunya, to this worldly life, no matter what, trying to get paid, trying to get money, trying to get together, trying to get cheap, trying to get that paper, that balloon. And oftentimes, in that rush to do so, we exceed the limit and we go beyond the halal, this is the haram. And we fail to face all of us. We fail to repent. God has us with this constant fear of being broke. Like many of us, we may not have much money, but if we build up our spiritual connections and our intellectual, mental connections with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never be broke again. Like the Sahaba who complained to the Prophet, which caused them to and they said the rich, you know, they got everything. They got money and they got to and the Prophet told them to think of Subhanallah. Glory to Allah. It also means to swim in the glorification. Alhamdulillah. All and every praise is for Allah, for God, the one God created. Allahu Akbar. Allah, God, is greater than any and everything that you could ever imagine. This builds up a spiritual bank account, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, thank you for sharing, Imam Jabbar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
So now we want to say, how does Satan affect every one of us? How does he pull this off? So now I'm going to share with you two verses from the Quran. It's going to tell you how Satan, you know, get us. All right, Imam Jaqor, I need you to recite Surah 114, Ayah 4.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Min jarri al-waswas al-khannas. Surah An-Nas. Allah teaches us from the evil of the retreating whisperer. That is the devil who makes evil suggestions to humanity, but disappears when one remembers Allah.
Exactly. So there you go. Happy. This is, Allah is telling us that Shaitan, Allah curse him, whispers to us, each and one of us. And Allah is telling us that when he whispers to us, he hides. He hides. So the meaning of what that means is that how can he accomplish this? This is how a Satan accomplished this. Because does is we would hear in our mind, right? We would hear the thought that's in our mind. Okay? Now when you think, you as a person, when you think, you can hear your own voice without even speaking. When you think in your thought, in your mind, you can hear your voice in your mind without actually physically hearing it, what you hear. Okay? But when these bad thoughts come to you in actuality, that is Satan. How? Because what he's doing is he's hiding it. He's making it feel like he's making you feel like it's coming from you. Because what you're hearing your voice. So you think it is coming from you. But what Allah says in in Surah 114, Ayah 4, he whispers and he hides. And that is what he does. you know? And that's why he's confident. So you're not recognizing it is him who's doing it. And you're thinking that, you know, you're overly thinking, and these thoughts are overpowering you, and they're making you have fear, scared, or whatever you're going through, whatever Allah, the test that Allah is putting you through. Satan is involved in trying to manipulate you into believing it's you, but he's hiding. And Allah tells us that, oh, okay, Imam, inshallah. Can you,
yes,
and I want to share with you guys another symptom, and that is in 113:4, Imam Jabbar.
And from the evil of the lower is the not. That is those who practice magic. Here. It's simple. It's magic.
Are you finished, Mom?
Yes, ma'am. Very brief.
Okay, and also not in that sense, and also we also learn from this verse that Allah is telling us that Satan stimulates the knots. What are knots? If you look into the human brain, the neurons are arranged like the cluster knots, right? So what Satan does is that he stimulates these knots or neurons or clusters. Why? Because these clusters are responsible, and their function is to cause the traction of the relaxation in the muscles. So let's say I'll give you an example how that works. Let's say you fear of being unclean. And what happens is the thought says to you and makes you feel, say, you unclean and you guilty. What happens is the brain starts feeling a certain way, because Shaitan he's in your thoughts, and he's allowing in your mind the neurons, the cluster, the knot in your mind, and then what happens is you begin to believe that this, you know, you begin to believe that these whispers are real. You begin to feel like what is going on in your mind is realistic. And but Satan, for example, I gave another example. He may tell you you need to go and wash yourself over, and that you're not clean. But in actuality, it's not about he wanting you to be clean. He wants you to get skin problems. Because after a while, you just keep scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing. Then you become and get a rash because you scrub yourself so hard. And then other things are happening to your skin. You know? And so this is the thing. And not only does that happen, then it's wasting your time because you didn't already took a bath. And then you go back in the bathroom and take another one. Then you go back in the bathroom and take another. Then you go take another one. And then your day is gone because you spend most of it inside the bathroom washing. See how that works? That's just an example. See how that works? He make you feel that whatever you're going through, whatever that thought that's triggering in your mind, and like we were saying about the poverty, you think that if you become poor, calamity is going to fall on you. And if you don't get out of that, poverty, you know, something's going to happen, so you have to go out and steal money and so forth and so on. So now we know that Shaitan, may Allah curse him, give you the wrong way to deal with things, because Shaitan wants to bring you what? Despair. He wants you to bring pain in this life and in the hereafter. In fact, Iblis, the word Iblis means despair. You know? And he wants you to feel, he wants to bring despair. He wants you to, you know, just wants to cause you so much pain in this life and in the hereafter. So he comes to you in a disguise. He comes to you as an advice. He says, do this, do that. And he will make you even think that you will actually be okay. You know, what he wants is not, he don't want you. So he wants you to be fearful of him, and he wants to bring despair. He wants you to feel despair in his life and until to the end. And he brings a thought in your mind that, oh, you have this disease. You have cancer, you have AIDS in your mind. Then you get this tightness in your chest. And the tightness in your chest stimulates the neurons, the knots in your brain. And then you have this anxiety.
Yes, if anyone wants.
There is a disease in your heart that only Allah can address. You're struggling, really struggling, but you're doing your best. Shaitan has handed out invitations through avenues and advances you cannot see. Is this Shaitan's influence? Or is this the real me? Pray with a sincere heart that the antidote will come. Allah is the only one that can help us to cleanse our souls. Purification through prayer to make our hearts whole. This is Uncommon Conversation. I'm your host, Sophia Baldwin, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Inshallah, stay tuned.
Assalamu alaikum. CWSC invites you to join the National Dawah Campaign and get the premier Dawah publication of the year.
Hot off the press, we're pleased to offer the 2018 special CWSC Limited Edition Remaking Our World Islamic History Calendar, tribute to the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad.
This beautiful publication is a 12-month wall calendar commemorating the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad and the history of an American Muslim community. This keepsake features El Quran and Hadith, the commentary of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim, Christian, and Jewish holidays,
the critically acclaimed contextual biography on the life of America's Imam, Islam's universal beliefs, analysis of one of the most intriguing chapters in American, Muslim, and world history, resources, study guide, and it marks the 10th anniversary of a major community transition.
Purchase your copy today at CWSC.us. That's CWSC.us. Or order by phone at 910-317-0297.
Remaking Our World Calendar 2018, chronicling the history of a community and an extraordinary legacy of leadership that brings America face-to-face with what Islam is and what its presence means. This limited edition Dawah publication will not last forever. Go to CWSC.us now.
Together, we can remake the world.
Jacoobin. Welcome.
Yes, I listened to what you were saying. And there's a part in the Quran where Allah says that He will make your wrongdoing fair thing.
Wow, you're right.
And
I have a lot of help here.
You a partner who is Shaitan. Allah says that He will make Satan your intimate companion.
Yes. You're right.
So, I just wanted to put that out there because it is very important that we clarify ourselves and we let people know that Satan comes to us in a few choices.
Yes.
Sometimes it be so bad that Allah says, okay, you want to be bad? I'm going to give you Satan as a partner and make all your jealousy fast.
Yes.
So that's what I
said. Thank you, Brother Yakub, for calling in. I appreciate what you added to the conversation. Okay, we have several callers here. We have about five callers. Okay, I'll get to you all right now. Okay, we have 813. You want the air? Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. It's better be now. Seven, Florida. Lead me, I'm enjoying it. You know, it was something I was listening to a Baptist minister, evangelist on TV, and he was, you know, big congregation, and he was calling about, you know, if he had problems. And so he said, stand up, and a lot of people know, and they stood up and everything. He said, let me tell y'all something. He said, just think in your past about something that you done got over. And he said, you've been already there, so that didn't even be a problem. He said, take it off your mind.
Okay, thank you very much I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. We have another caller. 973, you're on the air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
This is Brother Rasul Amin calling from East Orange, New Jersey. I'm enjoying the program. I was just wondering where Imam Shakur is from, and will he be making any comments on the subject tonight? I know he's doing the reading, but will he make some comments himself?
Well, you have to ask. He can answer that himself. Imam Shakur,
well, that question? Yes, I'll make sure. Inshallah, your host allows me some time to make some comments. I have some things I would definitely like to share. Maybe after the call, I can go right into some points I'm sharing on depression and anxiety. Inshallah.
We have a few more callers, and we'll get those in, then Imam Shakur, you can go if we have enough time. Plus, I still have more to speak about. If I get it, if I don't, we'll just carry that till next week, Jola. Okay, we have a caller. 636, you're on the air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, Kareem Hamid from St. Louis, Missouri. Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And welcome.
Alhamdulillah, I'm enjoying the program. It's very timely, very, very timely of this matter. You know, I believe some of the definitions, one of the definitions of insanity, you'll correct me, despair. And another form of despair is desperation. It's desperation.
Good point.
Convince people or influence them into it, whereby they feel that there is no way out. Desperation, high anxiety. He have many ways of doing that. But as believers, thou them believers shall not worry, nor shall they grieve. So it's the one thing that I utilize is that Allah's will is the strongest force that I know of is Allah's will. And Allah states in the Quran what he is going to do. And from that reading, we know that Allah is going to guide man through his destiny. So I don't worry. Concerning the final outcome. Allah has said what He's going to do. All I do is submit to His will. And because of doing that, I don't get into great panic, despair, all of that. The belief shall not grieve. They shall not despair. They shall not be in a desperate, anxious situation.
So I need the audience to know, how old are you?
How old are you, babe?
Eight.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I thought you was way older than eight because you're talking so mature and you're speaking so clear. And you have serious knowledge that you're bringing to us tonight. You're very smart. You're a very smart little 8-year-old child. You know that, right?
Yes.
Allah has blessed you because you brought some serious wisdom here to us adults tonight.
Everyone, we thank you for listening to our dear sister Salima Hadi and her presentation. Look forward to listening, hearing more from our dear sister. Inshallah, we're going to have her presence with us here on American Muslim 360 broadcast. And now we're going to ask you to hang up and dial back in as we will be presenting another presentation, which will be it will be the slot or time for our dear brother Zaid Khan. So we're looking forward to his return pretty close in the near future. And now we're going to play one of the pre-recorded presentations. So, okay, please hang up and dial back in. Thank you for your attendance and attention. Assalamu alaikum.